Thoughts on going back to Washington, playing your old team?
Well, I guess, you know, if people ask me if it's considered homecoming, I mean, to a certain degree, I mean, but it was, you know, I was there last year, so nothing much is missed besides a few guys I play with. But like I said, the chapter is turned, the new chapter begins.
Because NFC teams are teams that, you know, Patriots play only every 4 years. Is there any insight that you might be able to provide the coaches, teammates, or whatever this week in preparing?
You know, maybe a little bit, but honestly, I mean, every year is always something different. You know, you can only provide so much information. But just as far as the scheme and players, things always constantly change. So I'm not sure how much valuable information I can give them, but I think overall the coaches do a great job as far as analyzing the film and giving the information to us. And at the same time, we were very productive in regards to our study.
Coach Belichick has talked quite a bit this week about Shanahan. What are some similarities you've noticed in having played them both?
Well, just playing with them both, I know they're definitely hard-nosed. They're into detail, and I mean, just as far as just the love of the game, they've been in this business for a long period of time, so that's some of the similarities that they have.
Will it be strange being there, Andre?
A little bit. I mean, a little bit. You know, of course, you're going against a few of your teammates, but I know they expect me to give them the best shot, and vice versa. So it's going to be a great battle.
Have you talked to any old teammates so far this week?
You know, it's been a while. I talked to London Fletcher when I got signed. He just wished me congratulations, and that's pretty much it. Everybody else, unfortunately, I didn't have much of a close relationship still. But I'm sure we'll see them before the game and after the game.
Some guys are. It feels awkward playing against ex-teammates. Some guys love it, and you know,
right.
What kind of emotions will you have?
Well, you know, I'm gonna go out there just like any game, and just prepare for, you know, another great opponent. But at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, of course, there's guys that you establish a great relationship with, work-wise. You know, I've been there for 5 years, so it just wasn't kind of like in and out deal. Been through some highs and lows, and overall, you know, you have your memories.
So you want to be able to gloat then, right?
Never that. Never glow, but you know, just go out there and just try to put on a best performance.
What were the highs and the lows there? What was the best thing you remember?
You know, I think the best thing in general was in 2007 when we made that run, and playing hard for Sean Taylor. And then some of the lows was, you know, starting off fast but just didn't finish strong throughout the season. We had, unfortunately, had some unsuccessful years, but just had some great men that I worked with, Joe Gibbs, Greg Williams, great defensive coach. So overall, it was you know, yeah, you take the good for the bad and vice versa. But overall, I mean, I had a great time there in D.C.
Offensively, what stands out for you about this team this year, this Redskins team?
You know, everything. I mean, they run the ball. They've been running the ball very effectively. You know, in regards to Grossman, I mean, he's going to throw that ball deep. I mean, he definitely takes some chances. He's definitely a gunslinger. So, you know, in regards to our defensive side of the ball, that's something that we have to do is, you know, avoid the deep ball.
How important is it for this defense to play full 60 minutes?
You know, I think it's just important, just team-wise, just to play full 60 minutes is something that we haven't done consistently. It's just, every game is always a constant grind, and you just got to put on your best performance and go with the mindset to just finish strong.
How nice is it to, you know, you go to play against your old team?
Right.
You got 9 sacks.
Yeah.
Been, you know, kind of standing out this year.
Right.
And you show up there, and you're like, how do we put this on your resume? Does that kind of make it a little bit nicer?
Well, you know, I just think in general, I take it for, you know, it's just everything that I've done has just been such a blessing just to be here, to get picked up, because I tell everybody I thought I was actually done, coming into this season. So just to be productive and just to have fun and play the game that I've blessed to play for so many years, it's a wonderful feeling.
So you thought you were done. Do you think other people thought you were done?
You know what? I don't know. That's something I never really asked, and in regards to media, I'm not sure if people had actually counted me out. But me personally, just because of what was going on with the lockout, and I know vets not getting picked up, you know, it was definitely perhaps a long shot. But you know, God has definitely blessed me and my family, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
You comfortable here now?
I think so. I think I've been comfortable since day one. I mean, I take every day as if it's my last, and you know, nothing's ever promised. So I just live in the moment.
Has it been special for you?
Every day has always been special. I mean, I got a great group of guys that I work with, and it's like you know, this game in general is something that I played since high school. So, you know, and being in this game for a long period of time, 11 years, that's definitely an accomplishment. So every day I come in here, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, having a comfort level from day one being your personality versus the way things are operating.
Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
What's just your comfort level from day one? How much is that is your personality versus the way things are operating?
You know, it's just, you know, I think some is personality, some is mentality. It's just how you go about it. If you're very optimistic and a positive thinker, then the sky's the limit. But then if you kind of come around there kind of second-guessing yourself, it can be a long season. So overall, I think I've always had the mentality of just, you know, going out there and using my God-given talent and just trying to be the best, and at the same time, encouraging others or having encouraging me to go out there and perform well. But in general, this is a team sport, and I try my best to be a team guy and just put it on the line.
You guys have been flashing kind of a 3-4 look the last couple weeks.
Yes.
Any irony there?
No irony. It's just it's all about a matter of game plan, and it's something that's just looked at upon the coaches as far as the best fits on a week-to-week basis. And it's, you know, it works. If it works and it's successful, then so be it.
Is it more with you just having your hand down on the turf or whatever?
You know what? It's a little bit. But also at times I also have stood up too, being that, I guess, linebacker type deal. So, like I said, it's mostly not about me, but it's more about how we fit in a particular scheme. And you know, you do your job, you do your due diligence, and understand the philosophy of what we're trying to do throughout the week.
How do you think it will feel going to Washington, you know, playing on the road, I guess, when you said you spent 5 years there? It's been such a part of who you are as a professional player. Can you put into words how you think it will feel?
I'm sure it'll be a little bit strange because I've been there for such a long period of time. But overall, at the end of the day, you gotta compete and put on your best performance. I know that I'm going to get their best shot, and vice versa. It's football. You know, you got to lay it down on the line. But overall, you know, you have a moment to reflect on all the things that had happened throughout that particular chapter of my life. And but the new page has begun.
Calls for tickets or people hitting you up more than normal?
No, it hasn't been that bad. So I've been blessed in regards to that.